The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
How are your relationships today? Personal, professional, could they be better? Welcome to Talk Time with Trish, with host Trish Ferrante and co-host Lisa Stewart. There are so many variables that affect our lives. What makes the difference in our lives is genuine communication. Now, here are your hosts, Trish Ferrante and Lisa Stewart.
This is Dr. Lisa Stewart, and welcome to Talk Time with Trish. Our show is about improving communication for men and women. Today we're going to talk about let go, forgive, and let God. Your life depends on it. This is part two of our forgiveness series. My guest today is Christine Caden. Christine's a psychotherapist, motivational consultant, and executive and personal coach in private practice in South Florida. Christine, I have to say that we had such an overwhelming response to last week's show. The listeners loved you. That was part one of our forgiveness series. And we had such a great response that we're actually going to rerun last week's show next week. So for those of you that were not fortunate enough to listen in last time, you're going to get an opportunity to do so next time. We're thrilled to have you on the show again today. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Well, Christine, last week we talked about how forgiveness heals the self. And just to recap a little bit, can you tell us again what your idea of forgiveness is?
Well, Lisa, forgiveness is understood for most of us as the fact that we need to forgive someone who has hurt us. And when we need to forgive someone who has hurt us, we typically feel a little upset about that, and yet we know that we're supposed to do that. So forgiveness is understood as the need to let go of the pain and to forgive the person who has hurt us. But what we talked about is, in fact, forgiveness ends up being a gift to the self. Do you remember?
Absolutely. We get a lot from forgiving. Based on our last conversation, we experience the full joy of living, I think is the phrase that you used.
Exactly. What I used is the image of a box that was tightly strung with all the knots of anger and grief and guilt and hatred. And until and unless we cut those knots and let this box open up and fall apart, then we cannot get to our personal self, we cannot get the box of the present where we can live fully and be happy. So forgiveness is, in fact, a gift to the self. That's what we really talked about.
So, again, in forgiving, we are able to heal ourselves. So healing, personal healing comes from forgiveness and the joy and the true experience of life when we're able to let go of the anger and the grief and the rage. Now, again, that's not, as we talked about last time, it's not an easy process. You said it's a simple process, if I'm not mistaken, but it's not easy. What are some of the obstacles to forgiving?
Lisa, you're absolutely right. It's a simple process because we know we need to forgive and we've been told that it's helpful. But it's not easy because actually a part of us doesn't want to. So we are conflicted, Lisa. A part of us knows we need to do this, and a part of us says, oh, there's no way I will do that. And why? First, if we forgive, there's a part of us that says it's not right. It's not fair. You know, somebody hurt me, and now you want me to let go, and he gets away or she gets away with it? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. That's what people are going to perceive and said, there's no way I'm going to do this. All right. the fear, what happens is people fear that if they forgive, the person who hurt them, the abuser, gets away scot-free.
Mm. And well, and you're saying that's not the case.
I'm saying that's not the case because wherever the abuser is he alive or is she alive or dead? There you are. There you are with your anger, with your grief, with your guilt and shame. And you're still burning inside.
So even if you choose not to forgive someone, it's irrelevant to them.
Exactly.
So they're not the ones that are walking around with all of that pain. You are.
Exactly. That's in what we called classical forgiveness, which is the first part of the show. Today we're going to talk about healing the world, and the answer will be different. But for classical forgiveness, whatever you do, you need to do it for yourself so that you can move on and live your best life.
So that, and with that comes the sense of peace and freedom.
The sense of peace and freedom. And again, what I want to summarize for our listeners is forgiving is not forgetting, and forgiving doesn't mean that you're weak. And also part of the last obstacle I would say is that perhaps we have held on to this anger for so long, Lisa, that we kind of would be lost without it. We've identified so much that now there's a part of us that said, wait a minute. What's going to happen to me if I forgive? Mm-hmm. And then we are really afraid of that.
So part of what you're suggesting is letting go of the fear.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, and again, just going back to last week real quick, we gave some really difficult, serious examples of things that people in general may need to forgive. And those examples included physical abuse, domestic violence, childhood abuse, and really pretty traumatic scenarios. But are these the only cases where forgiveness applies?
That's an excellent question. And no, and thank you so much for helping me clarify this. In fact, Lisa, thank you so much for helping me forgive myself, pun intended, for forgetting to say it last week. Okay, number one, forgiveness is an equal opportunity process. There is no time limit on forgiveness, and we can forgive anywhere, anytime, and anything.
So it doesn't have to be a real traumatic scenario. It can be something relatively minor, but you know as well as I do, we all tend to, maybe not all of us, maybe not you, Christine, but I know I have held on to things, minor little things, that I probably would have been better off if I had let go of them. Now, you gave me a little teaser earlier before the show began, something about a story about you and your twin sister. Can you share that with our listeners?
Yes, I can. And first of all, Lisa, you're right. Let's say it. I'm just perfect. And it started a long, long time ago, age six, with my twin sister. My twin sister, Monique, would literally drive me crazy. And I would get in trouble because finally I would want to pinch her or punch her.
Christine, I'm shocked.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And that's before I became the redeemed character. And then my parents would catch me and I'd get in trouble. So at night, picture this, we were sharing a bedroom, we were saying our prayers, and here's what I would say to God at age six. Dear God, my sister is really mean. Why don't you take her to hell for the night, but bring her back in the morning? And sure enough, God listened to me, and every night, my sister would go to hell, and every morning, she would come back. So I learned two things. Number one, God listens to me. And number two, don't mess with the perfect twin. And that's a true story, by the way.
So was she better off each morning when she came back? Was she less mean? Or did she learn a few things while she was down there?
Nah.
Well,
as I said, it's a process, Lisa.
Absolutely. Now, with the, maybe can you share some other things with us in terms of some very basic examples of how on a day-to-day basis we might forgive other people and how that can work for us or for them?
Okay, let's just say we're driving to work and that we are on the road. You can call it the road, the freeway, the throughway, whatever way it is, we're on our way to work. And we're driving, listening to the radio, and this idiot suddenly cuts you off. Now, mind you, you are taking care of yourself, minding your own business, driving perfectly. Remember, you drive well and they don't. It's the usual blame game, right?
Of course. Of course. And it's true.
And it's true. And they cut you off. And if they cut you off really, really badly, you can be a little scared and you can be really, I could feel it in the body. And then you have a choice. You can go and mumble or shout, sometimes in two languages. You can exercise your right to free expression with a number of gestures. Or you can say, I love you. I love you. I love you. I let go. Have a good day. That's what you need to do.
So I said
simple, but not easy.
Very simple and definitely not easy. If you have ever driven on the highways in South Florida, you know that probably 98% of the people on the road do not do what you're suggesting. So perhaps you can make a difference in at least decreasing the road rage in our part of the world. What else? What are some other examples?
Well, I call it, sometimes I give, you know, the examples of clients, but this one I am going to call the case of John Doe, right? Actually, I should call it John Does. John goes to work, and let's assume he's a decent guy. He was cut off by this idiot. He was nice. He wished the idiot in his heart a good day, and at the same time goes to work, and he was really working hard for a promotion. Remember, John Does. And does his job well. And he's waiting because today he's waiting to hear about the promotion that he really wants to get. And guess what? Somebody else gets it.
No, Matt, so he's the one that put in all the effort, all the work, and someone else reaped the benefits.
Someone else reaps the benefit. Even worse, sometimes they take the credit for the work he does. And now, how many of our listeners can really, really identify with that? How many of us and how many of you have you done the work not to be recognized or to be bypassed and somebody says, oh yes, I did that?
I think it happens all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So now, and you and I have talked before about children, young adult children. And I think you've got some opinions on that in terms of another area where we may feel hurt or betrayed or disrespected.
That's true. That's true. And many of our generations, I'm talking for people in their late 50s and early 60s, have actually raised children and tried to do the very best with them. And these children, I don't know what happened, seem to be so disrespectful and so mean, they behave in a way that we never would have dared to behave with our parents. Can you identify with that, Lisa?
You know, I can, and my daughter's a little younger, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I may have some power over not letting that happen, but I can tell you from the teenagers on up that this frequently, I hear this complaint every day, that there are disrespectful children, and no matter how good of a job you did as a parent, for some reason, it's not working.
That's right. We call it the entitled generation. Well, there's a way to call that. It's called the BS generation, and it's called bratty and selfish. And the question is, what do you do with that? You see, all of these examples are day-to-day examples, and you have a choice, Lisa. You have the choice to be angry. You have the choice to feel that you did everything right and it's not fair that you are being treated this way. But in the end, it is you hurt by not forgiving.
So are you suggesting that these parents do anything about it to make the changes? In other words, should they be addressing it with their kids or just forgiving and letting go and not saying anything?
I think you can do this at two different levels. You focus on the show on communication. You focus on being authentic. I think you can do this at many different levels. For instance, Lisa, you as a clinician, when a client comes to you and tells you of that situation, what would you recommend they do?
If someone shares basically that their kids are being disrespectful and they're having issues. Well, and again, it depends on the age of the children.
Sure.
But as we advocate on the show a lot, we talk about communication. And I would certainly talk to my clients about, you know, improving their communication as much as they possibly can and having the parents talk to them about how they feel and ask for change. They may not get it, but at least ask for change.
And you are absolutely right, because then in what you just said or what you recommended, at least you hold yourself to the standard of being genuine. You hold yourself to the standard of being clear and being authentic. So at this level, you're absolutely right. But then, remember, this is part deux or part two of the forgiveness heals the world. There is another way to work with those situations. And perhaps we'll talk about that later.
So again, you summarized some really nice points in terms of the different scenarios. And we're going to give the listeners just a little bit of a teaser now. And after the break, we're getting ready to take a short break. We're going to talk some more about the benefits of forgiveness and how to address perhaps some of those day-to-day scenarios, what you can do mentally to get past them and make a difference and perhaps facilitate change in others. Is that what you're suggesting?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's, it is time to take a short break. This is Lisa Stewart and my guest today is Christine Caden. You're listening to Talk Time with Trish on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. Stay tuned.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Do you have something to say that people need to hear? Would you like to reach a larger audience? Would you like to share your experience with thousands, potentially millions of people around the world? Here's a way to do it. Voice America, the world's largest digital radio talk show producers, is looking for guests to appear on its newest show, Talk Time with Trish. If you have information about improving communication for men and women in all areas of their lives and are interested in being on the show, visit info@talktimewithtrish.com or call 561-866-9044. Talk Time with Trish is sponsored by the 8-time award-winning Managed Care Concepts, where excellence is our only option. Services include managed mental health care, employee assistance, and drug-free workplace programs. With an emphasis on confidentiality, stability, and experience, we get results. Our individualized attention allows us to have 100% customer retention rate. Our dedication, customer service expertise, high engagement, and utilization rate allows us to go that one step beyond the rest. Managed Care Concepts is at your service. Talk Time with Trish is proudly sponsored by Health International Products. Not only are they a sponsor, but our host, Trish Ferrante, uses the product herself. It's new, it's patented, and it's changing the nutritional supplement industry. Energy Eccentric is the liquid capsule within a liquid capsule that controls the release of the energy formula for an 8-hour period. This revolutionary product eliminates the negative side effects of the immediate rush you get from energy drinks and shots and delivers a nice, slow burst of energy and controls it for 8 hours. Energy Eccentric is being sold in retailers all over the United States, including Rite Aid, Kroger, GNC, Kmart, Meijer, Winn-Dixie, and coming to Walgreens in April. For a free sample, please call 727-576-4513 or visit our website at www.8hoursofenergy.com. That's 727-576-4513 or our website, www.8hoursofenergy.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Talk Time with Trish. If you have a question or comment regarding today's program, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you prefer, you can send an email to info@talktimewithtrish.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, this is Lisa Stewart, and welcome back to Talk Time with Trish. My guest today is Christine Caden, and we're talking about the importance of forgiveness and how we can use forgiveness to heal the world. Before the break, we were talking about some various examples of situations, day-to-day situations, where we might perhaps use forgiveness. Christine, you had mentioned one example of the road rage scenario, and you'd also talked about someone who did not get a raise or a promotion as he was hoping for. And I could see in those, or the disrespectful children, I can see in those situations how we might hold on to that hurt and anger and resentment. Based on what we talked about last time, letting go of that is certainly good for us. Give us a little bit more on that, of the benefits of forgiveness and how that can potentially have an impact on others.
Well, let's go back to the example of John Doe and John Does, the man who worked and did everything he could to get the promotion and didn't get it. What could he do? What can he do differently? The first thing he can do is that he, depending on his job and depending on the company that he works for and depending on his boss, he can actually go and approach his supervisor and his boss and explain that he was very interested in the promotion and he would still like to be considered for next time. And perhaps what can he do differently? Is there something he needs to learn? See, the idea is not to blame. Because if you blame the boss or blame the supervisor, let them know that they did something wrong, you're not going to go anywhere. As I said to you the first time with the show, would you rather be right? Or would you rather be happy? So yes, you can. John can go to his supervisor and boss and he can actually ask, what could he do differently? He wants to grow with the corporation and he wants to do his job even better. That's an option.
Christine, I just want to clarify for a second. What it sounds like you're saying is take responsibility, take ownership of the situation, which I think gives us each a lot more power when we do that.
Exactly. We may not have, that's a wonderful, wonderful point. You see, Lisa, in life, who says life was fair, we may not have what we want. We surely most of the time don't, but we can choose how to respond. If we react and we get angry, we lose an opportunity to continue the conversation with the supervisor or the boss.
And we lose an opportunity to learn some things and get feedback.
We lose an opportunity, exactly, we lose an opportunity to learn. Now, if we, on the contrary, if we respond, we kind of take a deep breath. And again, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy. It's simple, but not easy. If we take a deep breath and we say, okay, at least let me take a stand for myself and ask the question, then we are sincere. Then we are authentic. Then we get a sense of control.
Now,
we're not a victim, Lisa, is what I'm trying to say.
Now, would you say, now, in the process of forgiveness, how forgiveness plays in this one example, does the forgiveness have to happen before that interaction or after? And I'm just sort of putting it in practical terms. Do you need to forgive your boss before you have the conversation or forgive the other guy? Or does it happen after or somewhere in between?
Ideally, before. When you prepare yourself for that conversation and you come from a very quiet perspective, your voice is heard. you see, everything we say, and it's not even what we say, it's our body language. People can feel this. So if you come into a conversation literally with almost like a shotgun, and it's a horrible example because we know the danger, but people feel the aggression.
You know, I'm so glad you, I know it's a horrible example, but I'm glad you used that analogy, because when we feel attacked, when someone comes at us with anger and aggression and intensity, and we've all done it, we've all been there, when we feel wronged or slighted or hurt, we're on the defensive or on the offensive in some cases. I think 9 times out of 10 or 10 times out of 10, the message is lost in the process.
10 times out of 10. The message is lost because now you have two people embattled, and there is absolutely no communication between the two of them. You're absolutely right.
Okay. So wonderful advice and wonderful tips. So the forgiveness, again, ideally, provided you can do it very quickly, happens before the conversation takes place. If you can somehow mentally breathe and let go of it, and I'm going to ask you for some other tools and techniques later for actually how to get there mentally.
We will.
But let's talk just for a bit about the benefits of forgiveness. You suggest that it does a body good. Tell us about, just in general, the benefits of forgiveness.
Exactly. Forgiveness does a body good. And when I say this, not only do I mean it, but it's actually documented. There's tremendous research being done currently on the benefits of what we call core heart feelings. In other words, if you experience feelings of joy or compassion or inner peace or love, this is measurable. There are tools now to measure basically your heart rate, or what they call coherence. And to keep it simple, the more you are in a state of love and appreciation, your body is going to feel well. For instance, you are going to have a reduction in what they call cortisol levels, which means, you know, we have hormones that can help the body or hormones that can harm the body. We are going to have very beneficial hormones that are going to help us feel good. We are going to synchronize. The whole body is going to be in a good place. That's the easiest way to put it simply. All of the energy in the body, think of the body as an orchestra, beautiful orchestra. It's really in sync. It's called, by the way, somebody called it once quantum jazz. You are jazzing, you are living, you are loving, kind of rock and soul, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other side, if you keep being angry and if you keep being upset, then you are going to harm yourself, and it will show.
You know, Christina, and a lot of what you're talking about relates to the lots and lots of research that's been done on stress in general, because that's very similar.
Exactly.
With the cortisol levels and the pressure in the body and what anger. So really what you're suggesting is that forgiveness is a path to stress management, if you will. And I think that's a term that's overused, but I think people can relate to it, that by forgiving, you're actually de-stressing your body. Does that make sense?
Perfectly.
Okay.
Perfectly. Okay. You know, it's a very interesting way of putting it, but you're right. It's the best way to de-stress because you're in a good space.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about healing the world. How do we heal the world with forgiveness?
Well, healing the world came to me as I was hearing about this psychologist in Hawaii who was working with the criminally insane people. And what was absolutely wonderful about this gentleman by the name of Dr. Hugh Len is he was working in a very difficult environment where most people really didn't want to work. And after several years, 3 or 4 years, it seems that the inmates were doing better. Of course, they were still in prison. Remember, we're talking about criminally insane. But they were doing better. The restraints were less. Somehow, something had happened which we could possibly call a miracle. Now, that was not really what intrigued me. What intrigued me is that this man, who had seen the inmates every day on the ward, never saw them personally in therapy, never sat with them to do classical counseling. And yet, they improved. So the question was, what did he do?
Well, what did he do? Because I think all of us are curious.
Well, this man worked on himself. He practiced the Hawaiian healing heart of what is called Ho'oponopono, which means to cause perfection. And what he would do is remember that we are all perfect, but also that we all have been hurt. And this hurt is not only today, this hurt goes back way back in time, where one person hurts another. And so he used the practice called the Ho'oponopono to pray to God and to ask God to cleanse all the negative programmings between he and the inmate.
What it sounds like you're saying, Christine, is almost a prayer or meditation that he used this at a distance to have an impact on these inmates.
He did. Okay. He used a form of prayer that, while it seems that it is done at a distance, it is a prayer that goes into the heart. And what I did not tell you, Lisa, is recent research on the heart has shown that the heart is telepathic, which means that's how prayer works. When we pray for somebody else, something happens. We cannot see it, but it happens. And that's what this man did with his clients.
Wow, it sounds incredibly powerful. And we are getting ready to take a break in just a minute, but I would like to tease our listeners a little bit to tune in after the break, because what I'd like for you to do is to share with us the process of forgiveness and the process of, and you're going to have to say it again for me because I can't pronounce it. It's the process of
the Ho'oponopono, and I'm not so sure I'm saying it well either.
But well, with your French accent, it sounds better than mine.
Exactly.
So it is time to take a short break. This is Lisa Stewart, and my guest today is Christine Caden. You're listening to Talk Time with Trish on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. Stay tuned.
Of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Florida licensed mental health professionals. March 31st is right around the corner. You know what that means. It's time to obtain your continuing education units to maintain your licensure. Want a fun and simple way to get those CEUs from your own home? Here's how to do it. Visit www.talktimewithtrish.com or email info@talktimewithtrish for more information. Don't wait. Do it now. Talk Time with Trish is sponsored by Miss Fran's Early Learning Center, which is located at 401 Northwest 2nd Avenue in Boca Raton, Florida, right across from the brand new downtown Boca Raton Public Library. Miss Fran has been an educator for over 25 years in Boca Raton. Her program is an educational preschool and VPK program for 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds. Her program will offer your child a nurturing environment, the role in reading program, and assertive discipline, all leading to a superior child care experience. For more information, call Fran Robert at 561-338-7649 or find us on the web at www.missfranselc.com. Talk Time with Trish is proudly sponsored by Health International Products. Not only are they a sponsor, but our host Trish Ferrante uses the product herself. It's new, it's patented, and it's changing the nutritional supplement industry. Energy Eccentric is the liquid capsule within a liquid capsule that controls the release of the energy formula for an 8-hour period. This revolutionary product eliminates the negative side effects of the immediate rush you get from energy drinks and shots and delivers a nice, slow burst of energy and controls it for 8 hours. Energy Eccentric is being sold in retailers all over the United States, including Rite Aid, Kroger, GNC, Kmart, Meijer, Winn-Dixie, and coming to Walgreens in April. For a free sample, please call 727-576-4513 or visit our website at www.8hoursofenergy.com. That's 727-576-4513 or our website www.8hoursofenergy.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Talk Time with Trish. If you have a question or comment regarding today's program, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you prefer, you can send an email to info@talktimewithtrish.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, this is Lisa Stewart, and welcome back to Talk Time with Trish. My guest today is Christine Caden, and we're talking about the importance of forgiveness and how we can use forgiveness to heal the world. It sounds like a pretty magical concept, Christine. And before the break, we were talking about the Hawaiian process of forgiveness and a process that I think you were interested in teaching our listeners. Can you share more on that?
I certainly can. As I said, Lisa, I was quite intrigued. For me, when something works, I always ask, wow, why? And can I do it? Bottom line oriented. In other words, if I hear of somebody helping people just by working on themselves, I want to know if I can do it too. Although I'm not from Missouri, you know, where you have to show me, I really want to get it for myself. So I started reading the books from Joe Vitale. But this is what Dr. Hewlett says. He says, we are tied with negative programming. We all have negative programmings that most of the time we're totally unaware of. You do, I do, everyone does. And in order to move beyond that, what we do is we surrender to God. It's very much like AA. We surrender to God and we ask God to clean this for us. And the way the liturgy goes is it's a simple process. Again, not necessarily easy. We say to God, Creator, Divinity, I need your help. And first we ask that God cleanses all that is negative between you and I and the other person, and we declare our love. We say, I love you, to that person that we have a problem with, or to that person who's a client. We say it internally, okay? We say, I love you, because we're one, because we're brothers and sisters. We declare our error. Forgive me. Forgive me because I see you hurting. And I know you are hurting, and deep down I know that because I hurt too. Your story is my story. The third one we say our repentance. I am so sorry that both you and I have been in pain or anger and grief and guilt. And then we just, because we petition God for cleansing, cleanse, erase, we declare our gratitude and we say, thank you. Thank you for helping us and thank you to you. Thank you for being my brother and for healing together with me.
Wow, Christine, that sounds incredibly powerful. And so I'm just going to recap. You basically say, I love you. And we are in the sense of we are one is what you're
exactly
saying. And you what you're describing is what we call in our field empathy or true understanding, that and putting yourself almost in the shoes of the other person or in the heart of the other one, as you would say.
Correct.
And then you ask for forgiveness. If you ask to forgive me for perceiving this in a certain way, and I'm sorry, and thank you. Are those the simple, is that the simple breakdown?
These are the simple steps. The simple steps where we recognize that deep down everyone is perfect. Ho'oponopono means to cause. Ho means to cause. And pono is good or perfection. So anytime we declare our love, anytime we speak the good, the true, the beautiful, Lisa, anytime we say a good word instead of a negative one, we help heal ourselves and heal the world. And that's how it works, because we are all one.
Wow. Again, incredibly powerful. Does it work?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And perhaps if we have a few minutes, I could demonstrate this for our clients.
Sure. Give us an
example. For our listeners, I should say. Oh, actually, let's start with examples. For instance, I had a client who came in. I was mentioning these men earlier on, and I said, you know, not women are not the only ones who are hurt or abused. Men can be. And also, I've had a wonderful pleasure of working with incredible clients. And one of my clients, there are many, is a male who came in because a Hispanic male who came in, named Mario, and his marriage was really on the rocks. And he really didn't know what to do. And his wife did not even want to go into counseling. She was done. This was it. No more. And we talked about his love for his wife. We talked about his regrets. He did the moral inventory that we talked about the first time. He looked at his relationship with her and how he had not been clear or sometimes been hurtful or he was too busy. And frankly, who isn't? But he took a first step in looking at himself. And then he said, I still love her. And I would want to spend the rest of my life with her.
So she was essentially done with the relationship. The only person in the room with you as in the counseling session was him.
Exactly, which is important to note, because this is not a case where you do couples therapy with two people in a room. You have one person in a room and the other one who's, for all intents and purposes, gone. Not there.
And we see that every day.
We see that every day. So at the level of psychology, let's just say classical counseling, what do you do? The other party, the wife, doesn't want to have any communication, doesn't want to speak to him, doesn't want to go to counseling. So all of the good techniques of appropriate communication and speaking to each other, speaking the other's language, basically cannot be used. There's nobody there to practice them with. You follow me?
I do.
So I said to this man, I said, tell me about love. What do you believe love is? And he really, his face lit up and he said, well, love is what is good and love is what we all should be. Little did he know that he was really, really discovering or remembering that love is who we are. I said, well, tell me more. He said, well, without that, my life really doesn't mean anything. And then he quickly said to me, he was savvy enough, say, no, I'm not thinking of suicide, Christine, but I really love this woman and I would like for us to end our life together. What a story. I said, look, perhaps there's another way. Now, this is not classical psychology, I told him.
And really, I also told him there are no guarantees, because ethically I have to tell him that. But I said, if you believe in love, do you believe in God? He said, absolutely. I said, that's where we need to go, not where you need to go. I didn't say you. I said we.
You joined with him.
I joined with him. And in that process, we closed our eyes. And as he was, I still remember his head on the side and his feet on the ground. He had put his hands, palms up, you know, to receive. And we did the Ho'oponopono together. And we did it for a few weeks. And he did it when he was not there with me. And the short and sweet of the story, they are back together. And I never spoke to the wife.
Wow, that's amazing. Again, that's very amazing that with that one gentleman, you were able to influence this family, this relationship, this couple, really to a positive end.
I wish I could take credit, Lisa. I was not able to influence. We petitioned God to cleanse the negativity between he, his wife, myself, the world. And the more you pray, and the more you pray at these level and include everyone, the more powerful the invocation and the blessing. And it is in that union, that petition for wholeness and for joy and for happiness for all of us, because it is our right, because we are perfect.
But also what I hear you saying is that we're asking for help. We are not feeling like we have to do this alone. We're asking for God's help. I also want to take it a step further, though, because when you ask for help and you're committed to getting rid of the negativity and reducing the pain and the tension in the relationship, what you're describing is extremely spiritual, and I certainly believe in it. But I think on a very basic level, doesn't it change how we interact with that other person? When we let go, because if some of our listeners may be more practical, you know, they may not be as spiritual as you are or as I am. They maybe want some more, well, how does this really work on a practical level? How does that work? Doesn't it affect how we interact with the other people around us and thereby change the relationship?
It does. And on a practical level, let me give you another image. Let me give you the image of, we have these beautiful toys. Let me give you the image of the fact that we are all linked together. So if we pull, maybe there's a knot, okay? If we pull on the knot and we untie the knot of anger and we are on one side of the rope, and we finally let go and kind of pull on the rope a little, the other person is also pulled in. But they are pulled in a good way. Mm-hmm. So I want to repeat that this seems very simplistic. It is extremely, extremely simple. I repeat, this is not easy, because most of us don't want to believe in something simple, and most of us do not want to practice something that seems so simple. Remember, forgiveness is generally a process for most of us, and these techniques just make it faster.
Wonderful. Well, some very powerful words of wisdom, but it is time to take a short break. This is Lisa Stewart, and my guest today is Christine Caden. You're listening to Talk Time with Trish on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. Stay tuned.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
Do you have something to say that people need to hear? Would you like to reach a larger audience? Would you like to share your experience with thousands, potentially millions of people around the world? Here's a way to do it. Voice America, the world's largest digital radio talk show producers, is looking for guests to appear on its newest show, Talk Time with Trish. If you have information about improving communication for men and women in all areas of their lives and are interested in being on the show, visit info@talktimewithtrish.com or call 561-866-9044. Talk Time with Trish is sponsored by the 8-time award-winning Managed Care Concepts, where excellence is our only option. Services include managed mental health care, employee assistance, and drug-free workplace programs. With an emphasis on confidentiality, stability, and experience, we get results. Our individualized attention allows us to have 100% customer retention rate. Our dedication, customer service expertise, high engagement and utilization rate allows us to go that one step beyond the rest. Managed Care Concepts is at your service. Florida licensed mental health professionals. March 31st is right around the corner. You know what that means. It's time to obtain your continuing education units to maintain your licensure. Want a fun and simple way to get those CEUs from your own home? Here's how to do it. Visit www.talktimewithtrish.com or email info@talktimewithtrish for more information. Don't wait. Do it now.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Talk Time with Trish. If you have a question or comment regarding today's program, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you prefer, you can send an email to info@talktimewithtrish.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, this is Lisa Stewart, and welcome back to Talk Time with Trish. My guest today is Christine Caden, and we're talking about the importance of forgiveness and how we can use forgiveness to heal the world. Before the break, Christine and I were talking about some examples of situations where the Hawaiian process of forgiveness might be used to actually heal other people or heal relationships in our lives. Can you give us another example, Christine, of how you have seen this work and what you've actually used it for?
Certainly. I've used it, basically I use it, it's mostly a question of I use it all the time. Anytime. Guaranteed. But let me give you another example. I was working with a client with a history of cancer. And she was feeling particularly guilty because even though there was a history of cancer, she had been smoking prior to her pregnancy. And what she learned is that her daughter was actually now experiencing, I forgot the diagnosis, but there was a diagnosis of cancer. And this woman felt horribly, horribly guilty. And what we did, we used the Ho'oponopono. And I said to her, we talked about guilt and we talked about shame, and then we validated that this is how she felt. And then she decided, I told her about the Ho'oponopono, and I said, look, you can do it, or you cannot do it. What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose, really? And as we worked at those levels, we worked essentially to help her erase her grief, her guilt, her pain. And she actually had these conversations in her heart. She had these conversations with her daughter where she said, I love you. I am so sorry. And I did this with her. I am so sorry that you are suffering. I love you so very much. I am sorry that I did this. I was young, I didn't know. And this can apply to any one of us as a parent, people. Any one of us as a parent where we feel we may have hurt our children.
Now you're saying she smoked when her child was young, correct?
No, she smoked just before her pregnancy, or I think she even smoked during her pregnancy.
So she
We're going way back. So she really had no idea that smoking could be as dangerous and as toxic as it is. And so now, fast forward, the daughter has a diagnosis of cancer, and she's devastated.
And how old is the daughter?
The daughter, I'm trying to remember now, daughter is probably 36, okay? So what she did, and doesn't live in Florida, what we did together is we went into that space of petitioning God, the God of your understanding, to help us clean the past, clean the pain, clean the grief. And she had this beautiful conversation, but she had it in her heart. And when she was done, Lisa, something happened. She actually, and I never asked her to do that, although there is a meditation to go into the heart, she went into the heart. She slipped into her heart, and I could see something had happened because her face glowed. There is light, just like in the other example I gave last week. And her eyes were closed, and her breathing almost stopped. And I said, "Where are you?" She said, "In heaven." She saw so much light. And that was, she went into love, where forgiveness is not necessary.
So what happened with her daughter? I'm sure everyone's curious.
What do you think?
Well, I'm suspecting that her cancer was healed.
Yes, yes, yes.
And while, you know, there may be some skeptics out there that may say, well, that was just a coincidence. And it may well have been a coincidence, but what you're saying is it can't hurt.
What I'm saying is it can't hurt. Do it anyway.
Right.
You know, when you don't know at a certain level which will work and which won't work, do it anyway. You've got everything, nothing to lose and everything to gain by praying the good, the true, the beautiful.
Well, it sounds, you know, again, it sounds incredibly powerful and incredibly positive that we should actually all practice this. And, you know, if anything, just like we talked about earlier, healing ourselves and reducing our own stress level and improving our relationships and our connection with others, that level of positive energy I can't see how it wouldn't help ourselves, our family, and our world. Now, in terms of just practical solutions and tips and tricks for our listeners as we're wrapping up today's show, can you give us some tips, some ideas, sort of a summary and a recap of steps and ideas that people can take away from today's show?
I certainly can. The first thing is we talked about the Ho'oponopono, and I would say to the listeners to possibly buy the book by Joe Vital, and it is the book that discusses the Ho'oponopono, or you can Google Mabel Katz. She practices the Ho'oponopono around the world. Just look up the information and find out more. You don't have to believe me, but if you believe in your heart that what I am saying could be true, then check it out. The first thing I'd say, check it out. Then the second practice would be not only to practice the Ho'oponopono, but to each time you notice your thoughts and you notice that you're being negative, turn them over. Watch yourself. There was a very, very great, I love Louise Hay, she's a very well-known spiritual speaker, and she said, if you want to control your life, control your mouth. So control your mouth, control what you're thinking. Notice your thoughts. Pray to God and pray for help, because your best thinking brought you there. Somebody else needs to help you. Of course, you can go to counseling as well. These are the tips and tricks for you to do on your own. And then I have a formula that I kind of created or imagined. I call it the love formula. So for all of us listeners, listen well, because love is the key. Love, live in the present. O is offer kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. V is vet, which means screens your thoughts and action. Make sure you are doing the right thing. And E for embody gratitude. Be grateful. Be grateful. One of my best friends said once, Christine, the best prayer to God is always thank you.
Wow, Christine. Again, incredibly powerful. And for any listeners that would like to connect with Christine or get more information, they can go to www.christinekadin.com to learn more about forgiveness and her perception of it. And before we close, for those of you that missed last week's show, I invite you to tune in next week where you will get the opportunity again to hear part one of our forgiveness series with Christine. We had such an amazing response that we are actually going to rerun last week's show next week. So tune in, and we're going to learn how forgiveness heals the self. And I would like to thank our guest, Christine Kadin. It has been a pleasure having you here again today, Christine. And until next week, be genuine, sincere, and authentic.
Thank you again for tuning in to Talk Time with Trish. Please join us again next Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. This week, see what you can do to improve communication with those around you.